Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 663. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Rainy morning, a rainy week. Rainy week.
It's been a rainy week. It's been dreary all week.
Luckily for the kids here, Halloween was nice. It wasn't too cold. It didn't rain.
It was really the only nice day we had all week.
Yeah. Friday.
Which is nice. Yeah, on the actual Halloween. I know a lot of places do the trunk or treats early.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the weather probably wasn't great for all of those. But yeah, it was it was a nice Halloween. I didn't do anything, so.
Yeah, we went to a dinner. We did a dinner with my dad and his wife.
Was it Halloween themed?
Yeah. But there was like the waiters of waitresses and stuff. They're all
y'all went out somewhere. I thought that like they cooked.
Yeah, no, we went to the Black Horse.
Oh.
They were all dressed up.
You should have dressed up. You could have put on the cop uniform.
I don't have a cop uniform.
You could have just wore that, the work outfit.
But a lot of people were dressed up. There's a few customers that came in that had some makeup on or something like that. Dad was checking out one of the waitresses, which was funny because he kept on looking at her, and I could see it. And I told my wife that, and she goes, "Well, he can look, but you can't look." I'm like, "Whatever." She had like a little Tinker Bell outfit on, so you can kind of see her butt.
Pretty funny. See, if just it's Peter Pan.
Hmm. I would never dress as
could all make sense. What would you dress as?
I don't know. Just something I like. I have like 7 or 8 costumes at the house I've never used. I'll go to the Halloween store after Halloween, buy some costumes that are on like the cheap, and just save them for like years later. Like last year, I was a Teen Wolf. I bought that one the whole outfit like years before that.
Yeah, I remember when you were, I think I remember that.
Sent y'all a picture of that one.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205 dressed up.
Yeah, so he sent a picture, said he was a Jedi.
Yeah, yeah. I have not dressed up as a child. Not necessarily anything wrong with somebody dressing up. It is just not my thing.
Yeah. The one year at Journeys when I worked there, we dressed up as Ninja Turtles, and they dressed up as Ninja Turtles, and I dressed up as Master Splinter.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have. I like some costumes. I see some costumes sometimes where I think those are awesome. It's like the really good ones are though, and you're gonna use them once, or you're gonna be that guy that's the same thing every year.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that either. Like where everybody just knows you're a Splinter guy, and you're Splinter every single year.
For the one year, my mom wouldn't get us a Halloween costume, and I was playing football, so I basically wore my football uniform. Went to my friend's house, and his mom or her sister, I can't remember who it was, put like zombie makeup to make me look like a zombie.
So you're like a zombie football player.
Yeah. Then they just grabbed an old shirt. I grabbed like a big shirt or something and put that kind of over as the jersey.
Yeah. See, it came together.
Yeah.
I think I just went as a vampire. I for sure went.
What do you think would be your favorite costume you've ever been?
I was never anything cool.
Anything cool?
I was like a Ninja Turtle for 2 years, probably 3 years, and then I was a vampire until I didn't trick or treat anymore. And I quit trick or treating very early. Like I quit trick or treating maybe I don't know if I even did it in the middle school. I don't think so.
I did all the way up to like 9th grade. I think 9th grade was my last year, and in 10th grade, I just felt like I was too old. I hung out with older kids. We would just walk my brother, his friends around.
I don't even think I went, like, I don't even know that I went at the end of elementary school. I only went when I was little. And then I didn't want to go anymore, so I didn't go. So,
When you worked retail, you never dressed up.
no. No. I can't stress how much that's not my thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I don't have an issue with people dressing up if that's your thing. It's just not mine. Like, if we're going to have a store full of people and everyone's going to dress up, I'll be the one guy that's not.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have the regular clothes on and you can all dress up and have a
What are you
ball. But,
dressed up
like,
as, like an employee?
yeah, I don't, again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing. So I would be the one not participating, which I know makes me a fuddy-dud. I get it. It's
And
just not me.
then when I worked in the retail store Journey, they didn't allow us to dress up after like 2 3 years there. We couldn't dress up no more.
Yeah.
It was always cool to see the kids come in with the costumes. You see some like pretty cool looking costumes and ideas. I was like, oh man, that's cool.
If you're in a mall type setting, you should allow your employees to dress up because kids come around. You know? Now, here's the problem. It's like there are kid costumes and then there are adult slutty costumes.
Right, I was thinking the same thing. And where we worked at, 3 doors down, there was sort of
Yeah.
sold all that stuff.
So it makes it hard because, I mean, you just pop in into a Spirit of Halloween and it's hard to find something that's appropriate as an adult lady. And so I get it's a little bit hard, I think, maybe to make sure your employees aren't wearing something that they shouldn't. But I get the red tape of trying to make sure that everybody's costume is appropriate and how gory do you allow? How short do you
Right.
allow? You know, how much cleavage do you allow? How much blood do you allow? You know, I get where it's a fine line, but I do think being able to wear like a regular costume, nothing crazy for the kids, is good.
Yeah, you could probably tailor it to say, hey, it has to be kid oriented costume.
Yeah, it needs to be PG-13.
Power Ranger, you know, something.
Yeah. I don't know though. You got a big hog on you and you're in that Power Rangers costume.
Something.
I mean, you got to watch that too.
Right.
You can't have a kid eye level and you're just, you know, blam.
Or watching their mom walk by with their cleavage all hanging out, and all of a sudden you pop a chub, might
Yeah.
work with the tight
You
Power
probably
Ranger
shouldn't be
outfit.
getting a chub like that easy, but if you do, yeah.
Oh, you know, when you're then the kids are 16, 17, 18 years old that work there, they probably would.
You got to strap it down or something. So there's a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross when you're letting your employees dress up. But I do think if you're in an environment where there are kids coming in, I think it's kind of cool.
We came back from our dinner, there was a whole bunch of kids like on our street, because it's just a circle we live at, and 400 meters probably all the way around. I think like four times it's like a mile. But there was a whole bunch. I was like, let's get inside. We make sure the light's not on, because I don't mind trying to have anybody knock on the door. We ain't
That's
got no
shitty.
candy.
That's a shitbag move. I don't live in a neighborhood, so you would have to specifically want to come to my house to trick or treat.
Right.
And nothing about my house says that you should come to it to trick or treat. So I don't have to worry about that. But you live in a neighborhood, you should have candy, you should encourage it.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be done because we get home until almost 8 o'clock, but there was full street full of kids.
Yeah, you should be out there dressed up, handing out candy.
I would have if I'd known.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, went through like $1,000 worth of candy at his neighborhood. He lives in a bougie upscale neighborhood. And they're like the ones you bring your kids to, you know? He lives like, you know, you used to have a couple of those honey holes when you were growing up. My parents had one they would drive me to when I was little. They just knew that's where the full size candy bars lived. And we would go walk around there. But he lives in that neighborhood, basically.
When I lived on Fort Campbell, we would hit three neighborhoods up handy, and sometimes fourth if we got out early enough.
Yeah. Well, it's not super safe out now. So I think people try to limit it to neighborhoods that are well lit, that are like yours, where it's a circle like that. You know, there'll be a bunch of other people, you know, power in numbers type deal. You know, we used to go to like a neighborhood and then on the way back, my dad would just, because it was out in the country. I live with my grandparents down there. So we would just like pull in anyone who had their porch light on, we would just pull down their mile long driveway to go get candy. And I don't imagine anyone's doing that anymore.
Well, the kids aren't walking by themselves anymore.
And my dad wouldn't get out of the car. We'd just pull up, he'd keep the lights on, and I would just strut up to a stranger's door a mile off the road and bang on the door. And somebody would open it, and I'd be like, trick or treat. And they always had candy because that's how you did it back then. But yeah, that's, I have very few memories of trick or treating because I was so little and my memory's so bad. I don't have a ton.
I remember living in Germany. They would go, the Germans would go all out for Halloween. They gave out the best candy. You didn't get one. You got like a handful.
If I lived in the neighborhood, I think I would want to be that guy that was like giving out the good candy. I'm not saying necessarily full size. I don't know if I have full size money, but I'm talking about like, I'm not giving the Hershey's Mr. Good Bar. Like I'm not giving those. Like I'm gonna give the Reese's and the
Minis.
Snickers and the yeah. That's what I used to do when I was in a neighborhood. I would give at least the branded stuff.
Now you hear how they're doing the I'm sure you have the adult along with the kids. So like the neighborhood my friend lives up in Louisville that I go visit sometimes. Usually go up there for Halloween. You walk around and you'd have the thing for the candy for the kids, and then the adults would have like an alcohol beverage. You have like a little shot you can take. Then
Huh.
some guys would do like a mini Chubb cigar. And if you want to like here's a cigar if you want to smoke the cigar.
I guess it's fun if you're like, hey, we have adult options if you want them. But then also, I don't know if all the parents need to get shit faced while they're walking around with their kids. But I guess that's kind of fun.
Yeah, but they live in like a little ritzy neighborhood also, but that's what they were doing. We were walking around with the kid, his son, and I was like, "You gonna drink some?" He's like, "Nah." I was like, the wife said she would kill me if I come back drunk.
I'm gonna pass out. Those little cheap bags of lunch meat, those 99-cent lunch meats.
Here's some bologna. Here's some
Yeah.
ham salami.
Here, you got turkey, you get bologna.
That's when you go buy some pepperonis. Here's a pepperoni.
Peel them off. You don't even put them in anything. You just peel a couple off and slap them in there. Gosh, fresh meat. That's a move. What about an individual hot dog?
Cooked or non-cooked?
Non-cooked. Still
Non-cooked, just
dripping that water.
put
Dripping
a
that hot
flavor.
dog water right in the bag. You're like, there you go, trick or treat.
I remember my mom and dad would check our candy, but they would take the good stuff,
Oh, they're
like
looking for razor blades and Reese's.
your Snickers or Milky Ways,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
the big.
That's the move. You're like, let me make sure these aren't laced with anthrax. Also, let me get everything that I like out of
And then
here.
any open candy, which is usually the candy corn, they would drop that off.
If you're listening, you're giving out candy corn and Smarties and Tootsie Rolls, be better. Do better. I'm telling you, kids would rather have no candy.
Now, do you know what candy corn used to be called? I found this out just the other day.
No, is it appropriate for the show? Okay.
What do you think candy corn was originally called?
I have no earthly idea.
Chicken feed.
Huh. Candy corn's a better name. Candy corn's a good name. And I like about two candy corn a year. I always think, oh, I've been having a candy corn forever. And then I pop one in. I'm like, oh, those aren't really how I remember. I pop a second one in. I'm like, I don't ever want those again. And then next year I'll run it back.
I was weird when I ate my candy corn. If when I did eat it,
You eat the colors?
I'd eat the colors.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's how I eat them too. As an adult, that's
I
still how
would
I eat
never do
them.
the whole one. I just break it off, chew the color,
If
break it
you
off, chew
pop a
it
candy corn in, you can't be trusted.
off.
If you're just taking a whole candy corn and mashing up in your mouth, you don't have to do the colors, but you have to bite it because that's part of the fun of candy corn. But I also separate them by colors.
What do you think the most popular candy in Halloween is right now? For the past few years, it's been like that, but I think that's the 7 or 8 years.
You froze up. I didn't hear the whole
I'm sorry.
question.
What do you think the most popular candy is?
Just in general.
Just in general for Halloween. I found this out also.
I don't know. I want it to be, it's probably just like Hershey's chocolate. Like the bar.
It's not, but you're
What is
close.
it?
Reese's Pieces. I mean, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
See, I would say Reese's, but here's the problem, and you got to think about this. So many kids have allergies and sensitivities to peanut butter. that the chocolate bar seems safe to me.
Yeah. Like a little Three Musketeers or a little Snickers bar, but
not even that. Just like the Hershey's chocolate. Do you know, like the plain, like the s'mores bar.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. No, my favorite is Reese's. So I get that.
Yeah. It said the peanut butter cups are the most popular.
The Reese's is the best candy bar on earth.
Because
it is the balance and the simplicity is nailed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not doing too much. Now they have 1,000 Reese's products that are doing too much.
Yeah.
But the Reese's cup is perfect. Not the big cup, not the footballs, not
just
the
little pumpkin looking one.
I love those because I think the ratio is more peanut butter in the designs. Like when you get the Christmas tree or the bat or whatever, I think it has more chocolate, more peanut butter than chocolate.
Yeah.
But the OG Reese's cup, like they come, is a perfect balance of chocolate and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. But I didn't think that would be number one. First off, because it's a higher priced candy. And second of all, because like half the country has a nut sensitivity now.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think that it would be that. They make so many things. See, when you look at that pumpkin, and again, I love a pumpkin and a ghost and a bat there. They have less chocolate on there, more peanut butter, which the peanut butter is my favorite part.
Did you see this? I just seen this one the other day.
I've seen it, but I haven't had it. It is the Oreo. Now, I try all those field ones, but I don't like the miniatures either. See, that's a mini. They make it in regular size. It's right there above it, the four cups there it was. Anyways, I like it better because the minis have too much chocolate for me. That's what folks hand out is the minis.
See, I like this new one that they have. I had a couple of times where it's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It has the Reese's pieces inside of it.
I've tried that one. What's that green one there? Say what that is. Can you get eyes on that? Is it just green chocolate on the bottom, like white chocolate that's green?
Franken chip.
I don't know what a Franken chip is. I haven't had that one either. I've had the one that had potato chips in it. I've had the one that has the chocolate in it. I've had the peanut butter and grape jelly and the peanut butter and strawberry jelly one. I'm a sucker for the collabs on the, but there's nothing that beats a regular one. There's the Franken one.
It just has green color.
Yeah. I don't like they call it cream either because it's hard. I don't like the white chocolate ones as much. I'm not a white chocolate guy.
I can take it in moderations. I mean, if there's something there, I will grab it, but I don't want a whole bag.
Yeah. It's a great candy. What do you think the worst candy is? Is it candy corn? Is it those saltwater taffies that don't even have a brand on them?
I was going to say them jelly beans.
Like a little pack of jelly beans.
Yeah. There's that black one that's in there that no one likes.
The black licorice. Matt loves black licorice.
No, I do not like. I will eat candy corn over a jelly bean any day.
What about the ones where someone made the bag too? Like they took the jelly beans, poured it, and then they put the bread tie on it?
No.
That's even worse. Yeah, worse Halloween candy. Because Smarties is also a shit thing to get. Oh,
Bitto Honey, yes, I can agree with that.
No, Bitto Honey slaps.
I like the Smarties. I like the Tootsie Rolls.
Necco Wafers. Those wax cola bottles were my favorite candy growing up, but I understand that you would not want those. Circus Peanuts, those suck too. Click on the second picture with Milk Duds, because this is a good lineup here. Milk Duds, the Dum Dum Suckers, the Necco Wafers, Candy Corns, Tootsie Rolls, the Werther's, a single Werther's, the Hershey's Chocolate Bar, Raisins. I used to get raisins as a kid. And then the Circus Peanuts. That's a pretty shit lineup.
See, I'm okay with the Hershey's Tootsie Roll, the Smarties, the Werther's.
Are you a Milk Duds guy?
Yeah, I'll eat a milk. Well, I would eat a Milk Dud, but now when I eat Milk Duds, there's something else that pops in my head.
Yeah. I think the problem when you look at this candy is it's, and don't take this the wrong way, it's just cheap candy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's not expensive candy.
These
now type in, those are the saltwater taffies, the unbranded one. My grandfather used to always have those in his pocket. He'd always be like, reach in here and get you some candy. Not in a creepy way. I know I made it sound creepy, but he always had taffy in there.
What do you want me to look up?
best Halloween candy. Let's see what the internet says is the best. I assume it's just going to be like Reese's and all Sour Patch making. Oh, click a Halloween candy by state. The third picture there. Let's see what we are. Oh, we're a Tootsie Pop. No, not when Kentucky gets to be a Reese's cup. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Almond Joy. That's a candy bar that I shouldn't skip over. I love an Almond Joy.
Yeah. Oh, look, the Hot Tamales is the number one way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or North Dakota. Yeah. I'm sorry. North Dakota.
Alaska got to be Twix. Hawaii's too small to understand what their wrapper was.
Iowa almost looks like the T-Roll also, with the little eye.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. How does it, the most popular? That's just what they decided. It's real shitty if we have Tootsie Pops.
And according to this one website, M&M's is number one. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is number two.
And they're neck and neck. I mean, they're lockstep. Yeah, Kit Kat, Peanut Butter M&M's. Now, really, it's shout out to Peanut Butter M&M's or to M&M's because they have number one and number four.
Hmm. Butterfinger, Snickers, Twix Bar, Milky Way Bar.
Baby Ruth. Reese's. Don't nobody want a Baby Ruth either. Andy's Chocolate Mints. Nobody wants that.
Dove Dark Chocolate Bar, Three Muskets Tea, Nestle's Crunch Bar.
Now, a friend of the show, Marshall 205, loves a Crunch Bar. I also think that's a shit candy.
I'll eat it, but I won't go. I'm not going to try to buy it.
For me, it goes Reese's, Almond Joy, Snickers. Those are my three. Instacart orders, top 10, Reese's was number one.
Yeah.
So, we should probably move on.
Yeah, because we can go.
I can talk about candy forever. You probably have 1,000 stories pulled.
So, what's your week like?
Just so busy with work, and then I didn't feel great, so I didn't play a ton. So I've not been very productive. We played Rocket League a couple nights and Party Animals one night, and I just haven't really felt like playing anything.
Now, did you play any of the NASCAR game?
I played once for like 20 minutes, and I didn't feel like it.
Didn't get anything, purchase any cool things?
Some of my Lego came in. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we can talk about that now.
So the BrickLink Series 4. BrickLink Series 4 shipped out. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm pulling it up.
So for anyone unaware, BrickLink is like it's a Lego deal, but it's weird. I don't understand why they do it the way they do it. But anyways, they sell official, unofficial Lego sets.
Five.
It's part of this designer series. Everybody votes a lot like Lego Ideas, but not Lego Ideas. But it's a Lego set, but not a Lego set. And anyways, you order them 6 months ago, and then they show up. And so they finally showed up. I got the Mushroom Village and the Antique Shop. Both of my boxes in not great shape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, both of mine look like someone... The antique store is not bad. The Mushroom Village looks like it was stacked on the bottom of a lot of boxes. And so it like caved in kind of from the corners.
That's how but I'm going to put them, that one.
I'm going to put them both together anyways, but it definitely looks like they were stacked at the bottom somewhere. So both of those came in.
I got the Adventure of Transylvania, which looks really cool in person. It does look good. And then the Popcorn Wagon. I got two of those just in case you wanted to get one eventually.
I do want one.
If you want to buy, I'll just sell it to you at cost.
Yeah, I do want one. I regretted not getting it because I think it looks awesome. It was just so much money at the time between the Mushroom Village and the Antique Shop. I love antiques. I felt like I had to get the Antique Shop, and Mushroom Village is the continuation.
Yeah.
And then while we're here, flip over to the next one. I know we've talked about it. So on the next one, I have the Goldmine Expedition and the Off-Road Adventure coming.
I have the Art Factory and then the Outlaw Forest Inn.
Yeah. Well, we should have got the Sequoia just so we had the full set.
Yeah, so we have one person each.
The Sequoia is actually pretty cool. It's like they're getting expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like this set here or this series here didn't have anything cheap in it.
No.
That off-road adventure, I guess,
would be the cheapest one, but it wasn't really cheap.
It wasn't really cheap. The popcorn thing was reasonable. The problem is the other two I bought, especially the Gold Mine Expedition, was not reasonable. I'm not getting anything here in the set after.
Yeah.
Series 7. You getting anything?
I don't know.
I think that sushi restaurant is awesome. Friend of the show, Matt, is planning on getting it. But that thing's going to be every bit of, you know, $300.
I'll see. I might do like a resale.
Yeah.
Get one just to keep it going.
And then Series 8 has that hot air balloon. Yeah. I'm going to have me that hot air balloon.
Now, this one I would probably buy like 4 of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would buy the Dust Mark Keep. I kind of like that one. I like the hot air balloon. University of Science, because it goes with the modular stuff that I have. And then I like that locomotive. I just think it looks good with the colors.
It does look good. But how much do you like it?
It depends on the price.
Yeah.
I'm sure the University of Science and the Dust Mark Keep was going to be around $300 each.
Yeah. I think I'm only going to get the hot air balloon. Now, I do like Coconut Cape. It doesn't fit anything I have. I just think it looks cool. I think the locomotive looks awesome. I think the University of Science is super awesome. It also folds up, I believe.
Yes.
So I like that one better, but I'm not going to spend that much.
And they don't have anything for Series 9 yet. The designs will be announced in 2 weeks, November 19th. So we'll be talking about it on the episode once it. Then December 3rd, they'll refine the designs.
I tried to get the look at that space cafe. It looks cool as hell. Mm-hmm. I tried to get the cheap auction site I bought stuff from had the Italian Riviera set, brand new in the shipping box. I tried to get it, but it still sold for $200 even through the cheap site. Which was higher than I wanted to pay. I was hoping to scoop that thing up for like $100 to $150. I do think that set looks great.
You're still waiting on your 3 Animal Crossing sets, maybe to go on sale for Black Friday or something.
Yeah, I don't know. The problem I have is those brick links were so expensive, and then I just had to do the new brick links, which were also so expensive.
Yeah.
And then I did the botanical stuff that came out. So I did the mini bonsais, and I did the hibiscus. I need to start putting some more together there. Yeah, I was putting them together, and I have other stuff, another project I was working on. So I just need to clear that off and get back to putting them together. But yeah, those Animal Crossing, I don't think they've done very well.
Yeah,
I don't think those sets are performing great. So yeah, I expect them to mark down pretty quick.
Yeah, and I think I can see them like ending the.
Yeah, me too. I think they'll end them, and also they have all gone. They've like almost all of them have gone on clearance.
Yeah.
So I assume the new ones will go on clearance. The other thing is, you know, long term, I don't know that I want to keep them all. I just wanted the minifigures out of them. They're fun to put together because they're quick and they're easy, but they're not what I like. So I'm thinking I'll probably keep like Tom Nook's store and maybe like one of the houses and then all the minifigs and then just get rid of the sets.
Yeah. You put all the minifigures around Tom Nook's store.
Yeah. I thought about also trying to see if I could find like someone online who would release the instructions to like a fine ass Tom Nook store, like a real complete one.
Yeah.
You could probably buy 2 and fill in the gaps, but that's really still not, it's too small, but it would look better. I may keep the airport. The airport's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe the airport and Tom Nook store instead of a house, and then just put all the minifigs around. I will say the minifigures at that convention were very expensive. Like the Animal Crossing ones, they were high because I think the only way to get them are in the sets.
Right. So that's what I was saying. I was going to say that I've seen someone on there saying that if they go away, the minifigures will be what you want.
Yeah. They're what I wanted to get anyways, not for resale, just to have.
So some people have actually just bought like those set like and just get the minifigure like everybody else, keep the minifigure, just sell everything.
There were no minifigures. I'm sure on eBay there are, but like at that con, there were no minifigures for Animal Crossing that were less than $20. Oof. And then your high end one, like your Tom Nooks and stuff, they had for like $50 and $60. Because those are the ones people want.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I assume whatever's in the pipeline, whatever contract they have with Nintendo, they'll fulfill it. But I assume that this will only be the only run of Animal Crossing whenever they get out whatever they already had agreed to.
I'm surprised Minecraft keeps on going, but with the movie coming out, that reignited the Minecraft stuff.
It definitely would help, yeah.
And so I'm kind of wanting to get those One Piece sets. Every time I walk by, I see more and more. Like, at first I just wanted the ship. Now I want the ship and the big thing.
I love the one that has the big fish head.
Yeah.
Is that the ship or is that the base?
Base.
I love that one. I think it looks so awesome. I'm not a One Piece guy, nor do I know a single thing about it. I just think it looks cool.
Yeah, same. I watched a TV show, the live action. I never watched the anime.
It's like 1,000 episodes.
Yeah.
There's so many episodes of One Piece.
So with me, let's see, I played a lot of Farming Simulator, or Farm Alone 2. Played a lot of that. Just we're working on. I have one row, so I have 6 tiles to open. Level 160. I'm level 160. I'm sorry, 158. My base, or the map, my farm is level 165. I just hit 165. I think level 200 for the farm will unlock all the whole farm.
All the plots.
All the plots. So I'm working trying to adjust all that. Jump back into Fallout 76. I'm doing the story stuff because I'm so far behind on it, which I'm having fun with it. Interacting and learning more stuff. There's so much I missed out on, like I could have been doing, like if I would have known, like if I would have paid attention to the story. Because there's that one year I didn't play it at all, and they dropped like 2 big, huge expansions on it.
I assume that game is never more fun than when you like have missions and quests to do.
Yeah,
because then it's not like, well, what do I do?
I finished the one. I'm working on the second one, and I started a third one a long time ago, which I will get back the third and the fourth one. The goal one I started, I'm almost done with that one, but I'm doing something else instead.
Is that the TV show one?
No, that one's not out yet. That comes out in December.
They didn't do one for the first series for season one.
They did. Oh. Yeah, they did something with the goal where you can become a ghoul.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't want to do the mission because I didn't want to become a ghoul. But then I saw that Bethesda got hit like pretty bad with saying people were going in or didn't want to be a ghoul, and had to do all this other stuff to change it. Then it changed the mission to where you can do the mission, and at the very end, it's like, do you want to be a ghoul or not? You can just say no and you won't.
Did you do that one?
I'm in the middle of that one.
Oh, okay. That's the one you're doing.
But I still have to do the casino whole casino story arc.
It should be a choice. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be one.
All right. Let's see. What else I got? Oh, I got the Astrobot. The new Astrobot controller.
Oh, yeah. The content eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, they did change the box up. I was going to show you the little different. Has more writing. Like, this one has less writing on it.
Yeah, the spacing is a little different because they shrunk down the picture of it just slightly so that they could squeeze in whatever they have at the bottom there. Yeah,
but they on the back they even have the eyes. Huh. Show you.
They look nice. They look good together. Think of how good they look with a few Astrobot figurines in front of them.
I got that one. I'm definitely gonna get the controller one.
And yeah.
As you can see behind me, there's all the.
You have the same problem I do, though. You have too much stuff and not enough space because they're not even displayed anymore.
No, because I had to do some stuff downstairs. I had to do some rearranging.
Yeah, you had to put them sideways in there. They just don't hit as hard anymore.
I have to get some more. I ordered some more sleeves because I have this one in a plastic case.
Yeah, I could see it's shiny. You could take all that Falcons and Georgia shit down.
I'd
clear up a lot. That clear up a lot of space. You took all that stuff, donated it.
Right.
I think that a lot about my Titan stuff. I'm like, how much more room would I have? I just got rid of all this.
I have so much stuff I've gotten rid of because that there's a few things. I'll probably end up getting rid of a lot of that stuff. That's over there.
One right here beside me, just chilling.
That one's autographed though. None of those are autographed.
Yeah, this is Mike Vrabel. Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins. on that one helmet, none of which are currently Titans anymore. And then that helmet right over there, which you can't see because my screen is blurry, it's got a Tajay Spears autograph in there, and there's a water bottle with a bunch of autographs on it too. And then I've got a full-size helmet right there that's autographed by Will Levis, who is currently at the house. So it's a full-size replica helmet, though, which are probably what yours are up top there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an actual helmet because they're expensive. But I have the replicas.
Yeah, so I have two Falcons, two Georgia, then I have a Ravens one down.
You need a Titans one. Tighten up.
Yeah. Sure. I would if it was autographed by a player that I liked, like Eddie George, yeah. Steve McNair. Yeah.
Those McNair ones are expensive because you only have what you have.
I get nothing new. Mm-mm. All right. So let's rock some news.
Yep.
So PlayStation news is Sony PlayStation news first, as usual. They've announced the monthly games for November. They're bringing Stray back, EA Sports, WRC 24, and then Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
Yeah, I've heard the tabs is fun. Stray's a game I wanted to play and never did, and maybe I'll eventually get to it. But I think it was on the pass for a long time.
Yeah, it was on there. I went on there, played it, platinum that one. It was actually really good. It was better than I thought it was going to
be. I want to play it.
So I would definitely recommend playing Stray.
Oh, I did forget. I played the Plants vs. Zombies Remastered, the very first game.
Mm-hmm.
I played that.
Okay.
I love Plants vs. Zombies. The first one. The second one was okay, too. They did it on, like, the iPad, though, and it was, like, full of microtransactions. I wish they would just release it without the microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
But I love OG Plants vs. Zombies, and it came back out, so I scooped it up. I did buy it. It was not free, but I've it's been nice to be back in there. I've only played probably 30 minutes of it, but it's been fun.
Cool. I never got into the Plants vs. Zombies. I think I tried it once, and then it wasn't for me that time.
It's a puzzle strategy game. It's not hard, but I like it.
Some quick news, or some other stuff with the PlayStation. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of PlayStation 1 games that they're going to be put into emulation. Right now, they're going to be doing Invasion from Beyond, Motor Mash, and the 1 is coming soon to PlayStation 5. They're emulated, so it'll be on the PlayStation 1. So, like you said before, it's cool they're doing it. But then how many people are actually going to play it?
Yeah, I would imagine like you're going to have some splashes as certain games pop up, but very few people. Now, if they're putting trophies on it, maybe you'll see more people doing it for a game that you love and you want to have that trophy for, but I don't think many.
I wonder how hard is it for them to do a trophy?
I don't think it's hard. I don't know why they don't. But then like I can see Demolition Derby back there on the top right. That game is going to be horrible to play now.
Yeah.
I love that game as a kid. It's not going to be good to play now, but it's like if it had trophies and that's a game I played as a child, would it be cool for me to go back and see if I could scoop up the platinum?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be kind of neat. I went to the Disc Replay store.
Yeah, they're because they're open.
Yep. They grand opening weekend, I guess, is what they were saying. I don't know how long they've been open, but I went. It's just a video game store. Which I don't think I was aware. Not just a video game store, but it's like a media store.
Yeah, because you're supposed to have CDs and DVDs, VHSs and stuff like that.
They have all that, but they don't really have Funko Pops are the only toys they have. There's no toys there. Mm-hmm. It is like a GameStop. If you're local around here and never been, it's kind of like a McKay's. They take everything. So they have like computers and headphones and VR and like Bluetooth speakers. And like they take all that on trade-in. But then they have all the retro consoles, all the new consoles. They sell them all used. And then they have games for everything imaginable. I mean, they have a ton of stuff there. And he said something about they give you money and points every time that you sell something. And so you get kind of like he was explaining it to somebody, but it sounded like you get almost like points that you can redeem for stuff as well as cash.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he claimed that their values were higher than anyone else's that do trade-ins. So,
like GameStop gives you 30 to 35% per thing. So I wonder if there's a higher. They must give you 40 what the percent of what they're selling it for.
Yeah, I don't know, and it does not feel like a mom and pop shop. It feels like a franchise. Like it's very large. They also had too many employees, but I assume it's because it was like opening weekend.
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone's.
So I was definitely bothered because 14 people asked me if I needed help. But I mean, it was weird. I saw just while I was in there, and I was in there for all of 15 minutes. All I did was look around, but I saw a guy buy an N64, a guy buy a Xbox first gen.
Ooh.
And I saw people buying GameCube games. I mean, people were buying the retro stuff. Now, they did have a counter up front, and he said, this is our rare and hard to find stuff. And I did not agree with a lot of it as being rare and hard to find. And I don't think they did either. I mean, it's like he said it was their rare and hard to find, and there was stuff priced at $5 in there.
Oh, yeah. Not rare and hard to find, to like $100 plus, $1,000.
Yeah. And there wasn't, they do have a sealed N64 bowling game that they had $2,300 on.
Ooh.
So I don't know what the deal is with that one. It was not one that I've heard of, so it must just be pretty limited. But yeah, it was really nice. It's really well done. It's well lit. Everything is well organized. They had two people on the sales floor when I was there that looked like they were doing nothing but straightening. I'm sure they won't run those kind of hours when the store is operating normally, but it was well organized. They also have a shit ton of Funko Pops, if that's your thing. Like every end cap of that whole store is Funko Pop. It's so many.
I plan on going in there next week or two. Just checking.
It's cool to walk around. They also have like a ton of DVDs and Blu-rays and that kind of stuff too, if that's your thing. It's just weird to go in somewhere that is so organized that has like, you know, PS2 games out still. And it's very organized. Like most things are face out. So it's easy to shop. They're alphabetized. Like it was very easy to shop. I didn't see anything I couldn't live without, but I also didn't go in looking for anything.
Right.
I saw one or two things I would like to have, but not for the price that they were.
They're a little bit higher than what you.
To me, they felt like eBay pricing. I mean, it makes sense as a store like that. It's like if I'm not going to sell it for less, then I could sell it online. Mm-hmm. You know, I can sell it for $5 less because I don't have to pay shipping, but that's it. You know, past that, I just sell it online because that's how I'm going to make my money. So,
right.
You know, it's a balance when you run a store like that, because if people are bringing in stacks of games and you get something that's worth $1,000, you're better off to sell it online. It'll sell quicker. And then it never hit your store shelf. And maybe you put it on the store for a month and then after that you sell it online. But, you know, finding that balance is tricky because, you know, it's what we talked about. You're going to be there. You're going to see it. You're going to hold it. You're going to pick it up. It's, you know, you could take it home with you right now, but it's probably not ever going to be cheaper than it is online. It's probably going to be the same.
Because I know like the DVD and Blu-ray and VHS thing is starting to make a little comeback where people are trying to get it because streaming services are not having a lot of that stuff. You want to watch it.
I didn't even look at their prices. I will say like if you're just looking for like some nostalgia hits, I mean, a lot of the PS2 games are like $3 and $4. Like they were not expensive. Now your rare stuff, they didn't have a single Wii U game that was over $20. That system has no collectability at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they had some expensive stuff, but most of the stuff was pretty cheap. I mean, games I used to love as a kid on PS2 were, you know, between, you know, $5 and $9.99. And I assume the DVDs were pretty cheap. They did have an HD DVD player that came with like 4 HD DVDs, which I thought was fun. Cause that's just a dead platform, but I know yeah. Some people collect it. They had one of those in the case. They have a ton of used systems. Also, their N64 is $64, and I appreciate everything about that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's $64.99, but I like that it's $64.
I still want to get an original NES.
I don't remember seeing an original NES or original SNES. They had one Genesis there.
I will
say they were pretty busy, too.
See them like on Facebook Marketplace. pretty often, but I don't trust, you know, the Facebook Marketplace buying like stuff like that, if it's going to work or not.
Yeah. I think everything they have is tested. So
yeah,
you do have that at least as a benefit. I will say most of their systems were all $100 or more though. So you're going to have to pay up.
All right. So let's go back to some news. There's a rumor about the PlayStation Portal. There was a little thing that someone screenshotted on there. It was saying under when you try to buy something, when they're trying to buy this game, it came on there saying, buy this game and then stream and play instantly on PlayStation or PS Portal or PS5, only with PS Plus Premium. They're saying basically what you could do is if you can buy a game and you can stream it on your PlayStation Portal without even turning your PlayStation 5 on, which would be really good. Then some there, maybe you just not even use the PlayStation 5, just have your stream games too straight to your portal.
I mean, that's the next step if they can make it like that and keep the cost where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, streaming just depends on your internet. If your internet's good enough to do it, then I think for a lot of games that will be great. You know, for Farm Together, that's fine. For Plants vs. Zombie, that's fine. You know, if you want to be playing Battlefield 6, streaming or the way you're connecting your PS5, like streaming that way, no, it's not going to be good enough.
Yeah. I did use mine almost every night last week. I'll play Farm Together at night.
Yeah.
So Sony brought out this little media thing for celebrating 25 years of PlayStation 2s. They did like a little video of it, and they had a bunch of games on there, which some people were upset because they didn't include. The trailer had Jak and Daxter, Mr. Mosquito, Dark Cloud, Siren, Sly Cooper, but did not have God of War, Ratchet Clank, Ico, or Twisted Metal Black.
You know what? They'll suck it because Mr. Mosquito was good. Also, this just shows you the insanity that is the internet. They did a fun 25 years of PS2 classic video, and mm-hmm. people complained.
Yeah.
The video had shit to do with shit, but Dark Cloud, one of my favorite games ever growing up, and Mr. Mosquito was a ton of fun. So, I like the picks.
Yeah.
Now, some of those games they left out, they are staples, but you can't put everything in a video. It can't go forever. Mm-hmm. And if they'd have put that list down there, there'd be a whole new list of something somebody was upset about.
Someone would have said, oh, you didn't put, you know, Wild Arms 3 on there or whatever.
Yeah.
You took something off.
Something would have had to go off, and that would have been an issue too. A lot of these that are popping up, I think they're the big games. I mean, mm-hmm. Mr. Mosquito's not a big game, but it's a fun one to have put on there.
Yeah.
I still have my copy of Mr. Mosquito.
All right. So there was some talk, there's an in-between we're going to go for talk about Xbox and PlayStation. There's talk that the next Xbox is going to go away with a paywall for multiplayer. So PlayStation has come out and said that they're not going to talk about that right now until the PlayStation 6 comes out. So if Microsoft goes away on their next console of a paywall to pay to play online, do you think Sony should follow?
Nope. No, I don't think they should. I don't think they have to. I don't think they need to. I just don't think they need to. I think the idea is that the value is with the games. Mm-hmm. If Microsoft is going to stop doing the paywall, I would say the free games, and they're just going to focus on UAS.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're not going to do the games and they're just going to do Game Pass and you have to go that route, then it saves Microsoft money, saves you money. Sony should continue to do the free games and should continue to charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
The PSN is not in the shape that the Xbox Live is. It needs the money.
Right.
You know, I'm okay paying for that if they're making that service better.
You don't have the big one, or do you have the premium?
No, I got the big boy.
Okay.
I don't know why I have it. I don't play anything that's on the pass. I don't have any earthly idea why I have it.
But at $160 one time a year, and you look at it, you're paying, what, $14 a month?
Yeah, but I don't play anything on it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess I have played a couple games on it. I have not played $160 worth.
But the thing is, you're downloading games. You get free games every month, too.
Yeah, and then they did, like, a big group of games for VR that I think were part of premium too. And so I got all of those as well. They gave away like 7 or 8 VR games.
Yeah.
Not that I played them, but yeah, I mean, I probably got some value from it, but not $160. And the free games I would have got even if I was on Essentials.
Yeah. It's just those mid-month ones that we don't really ever play.
What are you, what tier are you on?
The top one too.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Marshall 205 is on the top one as well. It's a lot of money.
It is. Best support. All right, so there's going to be this. They're saying this Street Racers game. It's supposed to be like a Mario Kart type game. It's coming to PlayStation 4 and 5. It's an older game that came out in 1994. It looks pretty fun.
Street Racer Collection.
It's definitely a PS2 looking, PS1, PS2.
Came out
looking.
On Super Nintendo, was ported to the Genesis, PS1, Saturn, Game Boy, Amiga, PC, and more. I don't know this game.
It will be coming out on PlayStation 4 and 5, November 26th. Dino Hunting Classic, Turok 2 is also coming out, getting an upgraded version. It'll be for $19.99.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Uncompromising energy.
I wanted to love Turok back in the day, but it never hit for me.
Never played the Turok games. All right, so even some more stuff. Some Sega CD games are coming their way to PlayStation 4 and 5. We're talking about Prize Fighter and then some of these other more games. Slam City coming.
They also have that FMV stuff that's not going to hold up well, but it'll be very nostalgic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to go play Night Trap back. I loved that game growing up, and I actually don't own it. I should have purchased the limited run physical release, but never did. Prize Fight is a cool idea. Mm-hmm. Also used to like the Music Factory ones, where you had to like mix the videos for the songs.
I've seen that. I've never played. I've seen that.
I had the CNC Music Factory one, and then I also had the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch one.
Oh, hell yeah. Those are some classics right there.
Do you pull up Good Vibrations and it's just video clips, and you just try to click the right video for what he says in the moment, and then it gives you a score based on how good your video was. It's pretty cool. It's a fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
They should bring back.
Right, so more with the Tencent Sony trademark over their game, Light of Mortium. They're still going through a legal battle. Tencent said they shouldn't be the ones that are being sued because they are a specific. They are not, what does it say? They're not the developer or the publisher of the game in question. But they are just the Tencent, Shanghai, and Proximity Beta are the makers of the title. Separate entities, which are subsidiaries of Tencent.
Tencent says, leave us out of it.
Yeah. But they're...
I mean...
They're saying you can't own the look of somebody.
And I agree, but this is more than that. It's a blatant ripoff where they have a paper trail of them trying to make this a Horizon game. Like, to me, that's the smoking gun. And a Horizon game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see a world in which you can say, oh, it just happens to be similar. When you were trying to make a Horizon game on multiple attempts, you tried to get it to be a Horizon game. Now, they don't own mechanical dinosaurs.
Mm.
you know, they don't own protagonists with red hair.
Right.
So I do think they'll lose that battle, but there's no doubt that Tencent needs to change up the look more substantially than what they've done, because they were trying to make a Horizon game. So they need to pull out the things that make it Horizon, which I think is not, it's the overall look and feel, but it's also the character design.
Yeah.
You know, it's that, you see, like, every free-to-play game now has that Fortnite art style. You know, mm-hmm. Fortnite can't sue all of them because they're not exactly Fortnite. But you think of the controversy with Pal Worlds and Nintendo and Pokemon. Right. You know, that's a game where the look and feel were maybe a little too close, and it's led to lawsuits and changes and things that had to be put in and taken out. This game will come out, and it won't be good.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's gotten so much more press than it deserves. And it's smart on their part.
Right. So during that time, they had a Blue Point Games is going to be making a remake of Shadow of Colossus and Demon's Souls, and they're supposed to be working on the live God of War title. And the day's gone. But they released some pictures of what it was going to look like. It looked okay. I mean.
Yeah, there. It's just environment, so it's hard to tell. It looks like assets from God of War. I mean,
yeah, some rendering that didn't finish.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm not a big God of War guy. I try. I want to be.
I played the first one all the way through. I think I got the second one all the way through. The third one I stopped mid. It was just a little bit too hard. But then the re-release that came on PlayStation 4 or 5, I played both of those to completion.
Yeah, always to completion. I got the new one. I had the old ones back in the day. I don't think I finished any of them. And then I got the new one, and I just bounced off of it pretty quick. I will say I do like the new Kratos better.
I'll say the completion is just I beat the game. I didn't platinum.
Yeah, it just sounds like you finish.
Just beat the game.
To completion. I don't care how. I don't care for how it sounds.
Thief VR, Legacy of Shadow, is coming into PlayStation VR 2 on December 4th.
I don't have a soft spot for the Thief franchise. I don't know if I would like this or not. I do know that I have a massive VR backlog. And so if it's not free right now or something that really speaks to me, I'm not going to pick it up until I play some stuff.
I'm just glad they're still doing stuff with the VR, even though they've pretty much given up on it.
Left it to die. Yeah. And in fairness, they're not doing anything with it. Somebody else is.
All right. Some Xbox news. 14 titles were added to the Xbox Stream Your Own game. Ark Raiders, which I've seen a bunch of people playing that on my friends list. Children of Morta,
Danganronpa
2, Danganronpa V3, Five Nights at Freddy's, Sister Location, Jurassic World Evolution 3, King of Meat.
That's new. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World Evolution 3 is the new, and King of Meat's a gross name.
Yep. Pinball FX3.
Those games are great.
Song Pop Party. Siberia, The World Before. Let's see, there's Talisman, Digital Edition, The Jackbox, Party Pack 9, Vampire, The Masquerade, Bloodlines 2, and then X11413. The Ark Raiders one is...
The Jurassic World game is new, and Ark Raiders is an extraction shooter. It's really popular.
I've seen a bunch of people playing that. So this one, Microsoft shares initial list of Rogue Ally games that support advanced shader delivery. These games will launch faster, play smoother, and get games smarter. And some of those games I listed on there were there. Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, see Forza Motorsport, Horizon 5, Gears of War, Resident Evil 2 and 3, Sea of Thieves.
Grand Theft Auto 5's on there.
Hogwarts Legacy. Silent Hill F is a new one. It's supposed to help the game out. and it's supposed to load about 10 times faster.
It's a pretty long, pretty lengthy list of games.
If you want to see it, just look it up. You'll see the whole list of games. Xbox has confirmed the first two Game Pass titles for December 2025. The first one is going to be called Routine. It's a futuristic horror game. And then the second one is Domekeeper.
Domekeeper is a tower defense game, which might be fun. Nothing screams December like a spooky game.
Right.
Like a horror game that we couldn't get out in October.
Yeah.
I'm over this conversation with them.
We already talked about this one. It says here, Microsoft still has plans to make their own Xbox handheld to be released with the next console.
Yeah, right now they're just getting a cut of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no doubt they want the full thing because they can control what it's doing better. We talked about it before it ever came out. This is a half step.
Yeah.
You know, this is an Asus machine. I have no doubts that they'll make their own.
I think it's also a little step to see how people would react to it and see if it would work without pulling full on in. Now they see it succeeded, so now they can go full on board.
It probably also allowed them access to things that they would not have had access to from Asus on what's working and what's not, and it'll probably help influence whatever it is they decide to do.
There's a report that Microsoft is going to have another showcase in November. That'll be interesting to see what they announce for Christmas. I'm sure it'll be right before Black Friday, probably the week before, so in about 2 weeks. Especially if they're going to release anything. If you want some Xbox controllers, Xbox Wireless, the official wireless controllers are on sale on Amazon and a few other websites as low as $39.
Pretty good price.
There's a few other colors. They have them sewn down to $53 at Lenovo with a certain specific code. I saw one where it says if you put a 6-7 as a code, you can also get a discount on some other website.
I hate that so much.
Me too.
I hate the 6-7.
Well, Nintendo stuff. They've announced a Zelda Breath of the Wild vinyl release. It looks cool. The setup.
They look awesome. Like the art, the covers, the vinyl themselves. It all looks beautiful. It not anything I want to listen to or have, but it's super cool looking.
This is what you're supposed to do when you release stuff like this. Make it look like that.
Yep. And you should, if you're a Zelda fan, you should get that.
All right. YouTube on their X account has said they hope to be offering YouTube on the Nintendo Switch 2 soon, which will be good.
It's insane that it's not already there, but yeah.
Yeah. When every other device out there has YouTube on it.
Yeah. My refrigerator plays YouTube. Strange that my game console can't.
Super Mario Bros. Will have been added to the Nintendo Music library.
Yeah, I still don't understand that Nintendo Music thing too much.
So one of the guys that is working out there with us right now, he plays this all day long.
Yeah.
So he's a big Nintendo guy, and he has the music playing in the background.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Basically like a Spotify, but just it's only Nintendo Music.
And you have to play it through your Switch?
No, he plays his on an app.
Oh, maybe it's just an app then. Oh, yeah, iOS and Android. How do they make their money? They sell the songs?
I think so. I don't know. I've never looked at it.
They've added 1 hour and 20 minutes of music from the Nintendo DS title New Super Mario Bros. Also, just to backtrack a little bit, that store I was telling you, the Wii U titles, the Wii U like Mario games were still only $14. Like there's no value for Wii U. It was crazy how cheap everything was, like Zelda titles for $14.
Oh, in 20 years you never know, they could go up. I mean that's what happened to some of the Nintendo.
That system just did not sell well. And
you again. All right, next one. Sega. See, Sega's talked about. Let's see, reveals updated sales figures for Sonic game. As of right now, Sonic Superstars have sold 2.43 million copies. Sonic Frontiers have sold over 4.57 million copies. And Sonic Dash has seen over 676 million downloads, which are probably re-downloads. Like, if you get a new phone, you're re-downloading the game.
Yeah.
I don't think 676 million people are playing that.
You know, Sega's in the best place they've been in since they quit making consoles. Like, things have really worked out for Sega as of late. That movie had a lot to do with it over COVID. Yeah. But I hope they don't mismanage this, the success. I would like to see, you know, it's not just them. I think a lot of companies are really doing well right now that, you know, I thought maybe were going away. Like the re-releases and the people treating things with care has really helped. And, you know, a lot of, you know, Silent Hill F has a lot of people jazzed up again about Silent Hill.
Yeah, I just
Resident
remember
Evil remakes, you know, got people before, excited. Bro.
We talked about this before, but a long time ago, how like gamers were like nerds and you don't want to be gamer, but gaming has got so niche now. So everyone, it's okay to be a gamer. Cool to be a gamer.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, it was always cool, you son of a bitches.
All right. So Paramount wants to name the next Sonic movie, the Sonic 4 movie, to Sonic CD, like the game it's based on. So it's going to be based on the Sonic CD game. They want to name it. I was like, well, then do it. I mean, they've just called it Sonic 4.
I don't mind Sonic CD as a name. It's kind of strange, though, because the fans of the series are not fans of the games.
Mm-hmm.
They're kids. And so it's not going to mean anything to them. CD's not going to mean anything to them. And I think if you do, then the CD needs to represent like something else.
It needs to say something on it.
Yeah. Like make the initials CD, but let's call it something else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Nailed it.
Right. Persona 5 has sold over 13 million units worldwide.
It's huge. You know, Atlas can operate and create a lot of other and publish a lot of other games because of Persona. I don't understand Persona. It's not for me, but man, it is a powerhouse.
It is. Next one, Pokemon Pokopia has now leaked online. There's some little videos of it. What it's going to look like.
It looks cool.
It's cleaned up the image.
Yeah, it's got a good look to it.
Big farming.
Is it going to be free, you think?
I don't see. I don't know.
Is it a phone game or is it a console game?
Looks like more like Stardew Valley and...
If it's a game, then it's not going to be free. But if it's a phone game, I remember they announced it, but I don't remember the Switch 2 title. Switch 2 2026. Yeah. So that's going to be a full price game. I might get it. If it's Stardew Valley, but Pokemon, that's yes, please. I assume it won't have the charm or the love that Stardew Valley had, but it could be cool.
All right. So there's a bunch of little articles up here about Animal Crossing, but I broke it up because they don't all talk about the same thing. But it's all Animal Crossing, news on the Nintendo Switch 2. It's going to be coming out soon. See, the system enhanced features with higher resolution visuals, mouse controls, and in-game megaphone. It uses the system's built-in microphone. Online play for up to 12 players.
I hate this. It's just the one that they already did.
Yeah. It'll be the coming out for the free updates also coming along for the game on January 15th. This update features a new resort hotel run by Cap'n's family and new themed items and characters. Exclusive like Slumber Island for Nintendo Switch Online members.
It makes me feel like they're not planning to do a proper Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm. The Nintendo Switch 2 players can purchase digital or physical versions of the Nintendo Switch edition of game when it launches January 15th for $64.99. And if they already own the game on the Nintendo Switch, a paid upgrade pack can also be available for $4.99. Apparently, that's the lowest amount you can do it if you already have. You just want to upgrade it. It's $4.99. Everyone else, I think, is they're saying it's been up to like $7.99 is the lowest, $9.99 to $14.99.
Yeah, this is fine. I guess it's great that it's moving over. The cool stuff is new, but like I want a new game. You know, you moved everything from the Wii U over to the Switch, and now you're moving stuff from the Switch to the Switch 2. It's like I need some new.
All right, so the new things that are coming with it is it's getting collabs with Lego, Splatoon, and Zelda.
It's fun. Here's that Lego room looks awesome.
And you could buy a Lego arcade machine.
Is this only for the Switch 2, or will this also be the Switch version? No, it says along with the Nintendo Switch edition.
So it's
going
to be both.
Yeah. Will I jump back into Animal Crossing to get the Lego stuff? Probably.
The new
I feel like I should.
Hmm. I will.
Because I'll wish that I had it one day for no reason. That video doesn't show anything. The Lego stuff looks cool. Keep going down. Splatoon stuff is all right.
Zelda.
And Zelda stuff's okay too. Legos, if I have enough money for all of it without having to grind, then yeah, probably. But if not, then I'll just get the Lego stuff. I want all that Lego stuff though. When does that hit? Does it say
June 15th? I'm sorry, January 15th.
Okay, say June.
January. You should have enough money because can you have like over $1 million? It's only like $2,000 to $3,000.
I think I have like 8 million bales.
Yeah, so you should be fine.
You know, I got hard in that turnip game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably get everything if I can afford it.
Some retro games are coming apparently to Animal Crossing, sort of. Here is showing you can buy some old Ultra Machine. There's a Nintendo Switch 2, a Famicom, NES. You can buy
it before. You could get the game and you can play it.
Maybe I'll play Ice Climber.
Yeah. They had that before. I wonder if they're bringing more games into it or if it's just returning and it went away.
You see, I like how the Famicom's right up there in the corner.
Yeah. That's like the Famicom disc up there. They got the regular Famicom down there on the TV. Look at that Lego stuff. I'll scoop up the any games that I didn't get before. I think when that came out before, I don't know that I had as much money.
All right. Last of the Nintendo news, Limited Run Games has a 10th anniversary special, every Switch announcement in physical. So they have a bunch of games coming out. Onimusha 2, Little Booty 2 Shoes, Overkill, Jade and Silent Bob, Chronic Blunt Punch, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tactical Takedown, there's too many T's, Bad Cheese, Perfect, Valiant Hearts, Coming Home, that'd be a good one. Little Samson, 2026, Arrow the Acrobat Collection, Sigma Star, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Dungeon Pearl Destruction, Capcom Arcade Stadium. If you're interested in owning like a physical version of a game, Limited Run Games is going to do something. You can buy it there. Have you bought any Limited Run?
Early on when Limited Run first launched and they did like a game a quarter, I bought the first several. I think I have maybe four or five of them. But then they switched to like, it was like they started to crank up the frequency in which they were announcing them and releasing them. And I was like, you know, it's starting to get expensive in their games I'm not playing. I was keeping them sealed because I thought they'd be collectible. And then I think Limited Run was like purchased by, they have a tie into like the Saudi money. I think a lot of people got upset with them. I don't know. I went to Limited Run like 2 days ago to see what they had up. I still like to check them, but I haven't bought anything from them in a very long time.
Still in North Carolina. I see the shows that purchase. Mighty Rabbit Studios was the parent. Embracer Fremo was purchased them in 2022.
Who did? Embracer.
Yes.
Embracer's not, I don't think, Saudi money, unless they took some of that money. I don't know. There was some reason everybody was upset with them. Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe they said something. I don't know. There was something that got people upset.
So in 2022, Embracer Group announced that it had agreed to acquire Limited Run Games from Framehurst and Bart on close terms. Six.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something that had people upset. Maybe it was just something they said. I don't know. But I haven't bought anything from them in a long time. That's not the reason why I didn't buy from them. But I just, there was a lot of, there was a lot of junk games coming out. It was just too much for me.
Mike, that's been on the show, friend of the show, Mike, he buys several games from them off and on. He likes the old retro style games, so he'll buy a bunch of that.
A Boy and His Blob is great. It's a great game.
I need to buy something from him just to have, just so I can say I did it. I'll find a game one day. All right, some random news. If you look on your Google over the last week, they celebrated Pac-Man's 45th anniversary edition. So when you clicked on Google in the background, it had like a little Pac-Man tie-in. You can click on it and you can go in there and play the Pac-Man game. We were doing that at work for a little while just to mess around with it.
Yeah, I played the first two stages of it.
It's pretty cool they did that.
It's fun.
All right. Resident Evil Requiem is up for pre-order. The deluxe edition has been revealed. If you go to the website, they have this. The website was done right. It actually shows like the game in the background. You scroll
it
down.
Looks nice.
They actually have a Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller, a limited edition, a Resident Evil 2 version of it, just black with the little print on it. Looks like there's an amiibo coming in 2026, some apparel. Then there's a collector's edition. Pre-order. There's a deluxe collector's edition. You get some costumes, weapon skins, filter. The audio pack, you get a charm if you buy it. They did this one. This is the kind of advertising I like to see.
It looks nice. I wish I loved Resident Evil more.
Me too.
It doesn't carry any nostalgia for me.
They said this website, its main page is pretty. That was all the gaming news. And last but not least, we have some Lego news. I know your guys' favorite section. They've announced the winners of the Lego's ideas for 2025, for 2020 to come out in 2026. There are 57 projects qualified, and they've actually narrowed it down. They're going to do a Lego Megazord, Go-Go Power Rangers. I'm not a Power Rangers person. But it does look cool. It does look awesome.
I just want the minifigs.
They did this little skeleton Halloween type thing.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. The Smurf Village. I'm excited for the Smurf Village. I was a big Smurf fan growing up.
Yeah, the Smurf Village. The only thing I'll say about it is it needs to be redesigned because all of those houses are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to redesign them
and make the colors flare. Pop. Yeah,
yeah, get give them a little flair. But this is a cool set. Now, that set that I ordered that has the Mushroom Village, they're kind of already doing this.
Yeah.
The Bricklink set, those are very well done. So it'll be interesting to see how they do these. But I also think that one's going to be cool.
This one's funny. Ramen noodles.
I'm going to get the ramen. The cool thing is that you build all the components separately and then you add whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
I think that's a fun idea.
ET's coming, which I'm okay with ET. We have Gizmo now and a bunch of other
stuff. Yeah, no brainer with Gizmo. Yeah, to have ET next to him on a shelf. And I think that's a cool looking ET. Not going to get it though.
Hopefully it looks better than this though.
Yeah.
I think it will because the Gizmo looked better. They're going to do Downtown Abbey, the Highclere Castle.
Downton Abbey. Don't make those people come at you.
Downton Abbey. Downtown. I did say Downtown.
No. Downton Abbey. Now it's shit ton of minifigures. I don't know how they'll do this. It would have to be pretty large, I would think. People love that. It's not for me.
And the castle's got to close.
Yeah. That's for everything.
Then this Daft Punk concert.
It says needs further review on there.
Yeah.
So that's probably like a licensing deal.
Yeah, they're probably waiting for that. So that one may or may not come out. Is that it?
Keep going.
What was it? Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The Golden, Golden Girls.
100% going to get that.
Yeah. And it's going to be them in the kitchen, their famous spot.
I love Golden Girls. I will 100% get that.
The Old Man in the Sea.
I think this is cool. There's too much going on for the size that it was built in the Lego Ideas. I rarely say this, but they need to calm that set down.
If he has it as a book, so I think if they do it, they'll match all the other books, so it'll probably look a little different when they do it.
It's like the waves. There's so many, though, that I almost can't even see the boat.
Yeah, you get mixed up in there.
Yeah. That's it.
So Lego announced the 2026 Marvel, and I wanted to show just a couple of things I thought was pretty cool and some weird things. They have a Gwen Stacy character. They have a bunch of the... Where's the... Sandman looks awesome.
They're called like epic moments or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these little diorama displays that are of these are like moments.
So this is what I'm going to get. Because it's only $10. I'm going to get it just this Ghost Rider one, just to get Ghost Rider.
So I've seen a bunch of videos talking about these sets, and a lot of people are saying for the price point, they'll buy these for the minifigures.
Yes.
Like a lot of people saying that.
He looks just so cool. Wolverine.
Same thing. I saw people saying they were going to buy that for the Wolverine.
And figures for the... You have Zombie, evil. Captain America, Spider-Man mix. I know. I want to get to the big one. It's the one I saw and I went crazy. Of course I went crazy. Iron Man.
Hulk. So people like that one. The price point's a little high on that one right there, but it comes with the Hulk minifig.
$49.99.
Hulkbuster.
This one.
The Iron Man looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I saw this. I was like, okay, I'm getting this. It's going to be $129. Just the Mark III suit in a poseable figure. With his arm. You can basically move the arm out, move down.
He moves everywhere. He moves at the torso. He is incredible. It looks like a display figure that you would buy. It looks so incredible. Like if you've seen all the other things they've done, they do not compare. It's very, very well done.
You know, when they did all the Star Wars ones, I thought about getting those, but they just didn't look good. This looks like a display piece.
It looks really good. It also comes with the minifigure Iron Man in the same suit, and his face lifts up like it's a mask. So it actually hinges up. Which is awesome. I'll show it in that picture, but it hinges up. It's super cool.
So this will be the one I'm sure be getting. See if you can go. You can pre-order it on the website. Already on Lego.com.
It's set. Did you give the set number 76344?
Did not.
129. If you're an Iron Man or a Marvel fan, it's a must buy.
All right, so on they're going to be a Black Friday live stream on November 6th, which is a couple days away from us right now. The rumor is it's going to be Star Trek. the set they're going to release with the little mini. I saw like a little photo of what the set was going to look like with the free gift we purchased with it. But I didn't push it on here because I don't know if it's accurate or not. Look, it didn't look good.
I'm not a Star Trek guy, so. People will go wild for it, though.
It's the only thing that showed, like, the little captain.
Oh, Picard. Perfect. Picard does look good, though.
All right, so they also announced that they're going to be doing Lego F1 helmets next year. So you know how the Star Wars had their little helmets? Mm-hmm. So they're going to do F1 helmets. And they have
the helmets are a big deal in F1. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. There's some different designs. I've seen some pictures of what they think it may look like. That'll be on like the little stand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rumor that the Lego minifigures Series 28 has been announced. There's some leaks. They're all going to be animal costumes.
Yeah, just take my money. If they're truly those animal costumes, if that's real, I'll get all of them.
Here's some of the pictures that they're saying.
Oh, look at that goldfish.
Yeah, so some of the colors have been changed. Originally, this peacock right here was a turkey.
Yeah, peacock looked good, though. The dolphin. Why is the eyes on the koala sleeping?
I guess because koalas are always sleeping. But I'm sure you can turn the head around.
Yeah, I hope it has a regular face. The parrot's good, too, with the snack box.
The dolphin's got a little...
Dalmatian. Yeah, those are good. I'll get all of those. I'm a sucker for the ones that go in costumes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some other little possibilities that they said it could be, but these are the ones that came to see.
Did you get all of the... People. Did you get all the Spider-Mans?
No, I didn't. I haven't even gone out to look.
I got you. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, is still too short. And then I have all of them now.
Need to go look and see what else is out there. I'm missing. If I these are good. I probably will get all these also.
Yeah, those look so good on like display. The ones that go in costumes look good.
Don't know what the rare one would be.
It's the one I like the least always.
I'm kind of thinking it might be the goldfish or the Dalmatian. The
goldfish is awesome. If I had to guess, and looking at these, it's probably the freaking cat girl because that's the least favorite one. And for some reason, it'll be the one everybody wants. It's always the one I like the least that everybody goes wild for. Peacock is good. Frog is awesome.
Yep.
That goldfish is good.
Well, that's all I had for this week. And as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on our socials, on X or on Instagram at game_stitch at @HoFNShow. That was episode 663. We'll be back next week. Time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.